Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Witnesses heard, closing arguments finished, and now it's being left up to the jury. WCBS reporter Steve Burns, live at New York State Supreme Court in Lower Manhattan, where, Steve, the deliberations begin later today.
That's right, Paul. It has been 6 weeks of made-for-TV courtroom drama. Breakdowns on the stand, calls for a mistrial, flashbulbs and shouted questions from worldwide media. But now everything quiets down, everyone watching and waiting to see what comes out of the jury deliberation room. The seven men and five women have what appear to be some thorny issues to navigate around psychology, consent, fame, and celebrity. The impartiality of the American justice system is on full display as jurors were told to ignore everything they knew about Weinstein and focus on the case at hand. The prosecution says Weinstein sexually assaulted two women. The defense says those two women consented and carried on romantic relationships with Weinstein afterwards. He could face the rest of his life in prison as another trial awaits across the country in Los Angeles. Paul and Wayne.
Thank you, Steve Burns. A Peekskill cop charged with sexual abuse is due in court today. Michael Agovino is accused of stalking a woman at her home, showing up several times, demanding sexual favors, threatening to arrest her otherwise. He's being held now at the Westchester County Jail, $100,000 bond.
An arrest in the stabbing of a French tourist in Harlem. The victim is also providing details about Friday's bloody attack. WCBS reporter Sean Adams has more in this live report. Sean?
Well, eagle-eyed police on patrol in Harlem recognized the Valentine's Day throat slasher from a wanted poster and arrested 28-year-old Khalif Young, a violent ex-con who allegedly slashed another person last year and was arrested for assault in the fall, but a judge released him without bail. 27-year-old Gabriel Bascu came from France to visit his girlfriend, who was working in Harlem as an au pair. Following a Valentine's Day breakfast at IHOP, they walked out onto Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard. The slasher came out of nowhere. Bascu dropped to his knees. His hand put pressure on his bleeding throat. He still cannot speak from a tracheotomy. Friends are raising money for medical bills and for airfare to fly the couple back to France. Live at Harlem Hospital, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Sean, thank you. We have big political news this morning. Mike Bloomberg may not be on the ballot in Nevada, but he's going to be in the debate tomorrow night in Vegas because he qualified, thanks to a poll out this morning showing him surging to second place among Democrats. He has 19% now, thanks to all that ad spending. Bernie Sanders is at first place, 31%. The Bloomberg campaign says Mayor Mike is looking forward to the debate.
Wet weather moving in. Craig Allen is here with your WCBS Exergen weather forecast.
We will have a few periods of rain from time to time this afternoon and into this evening, and probably from mid to late morning on in a few spots. But right now, it's dry for the remainder of this commute, except if you're back towards Poconos, Catskills, giving us a listen into the Mid-Hudson Valley and on up through Litchfield County, Connecticut, traveling in that direction. You'll find some light snow for a few hours this morning, but not really much to worry about there either because temperatures are above freezing. We will get to 45 to 50 today. A few leftover showers tonight, then gradual clearing, 35 to 40. Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sun, brisk breezes, and a cool 40 to 45, actually seasonable for this time of year. And then Thursday, it's colder with highs only in the mid-30s.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.